The Chovis Halvavis in Shara Bitochen writes that the Rachamim, the compassion that Hashem has on people, is more than any compassion you could have from anybody else. And any compassion that we get from anyone all comes from Hashem. Shenema v'nosan l'chor rachamim v'richamcha. Hashem is the one that provides compassion. The Chovis Halvavis writes also, Habayri Yizbarich Masakin Inyonoi Yosem Imenu. U'boicher lo'y toiv yosem mashu u'boicher. Hashem chooses the best for the person and takes care of a person in the best possible way. Everything that happens in this world is b'hashgacha pratus in the hands of Hashem. Like the Medrash says, tzipper lo mitzdi, even a bird is not captured unless Hashem wants so. We learn from the bird called Shalach that everything that happens, every single move in this world is prearranged by Hashem, as the famous mashal of Baal Shem Tov, even about a leaf that falls on the floor is in the hands of Hashem. In Sifra Chassidus, this idea is discussed at length. And when we talk about Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, we describe often the fact that one is not supposed to have Avos Zoros, V'Yiras Zoros, foreign love, love to other things, other than what Hashem wants us to love. But in this context, Yiras Zoros, foreign fear, fright, panic from something which we're not supposed to be having, because our fear should only be from Hashem Himself. And the Eitzah to get rid of Yiras Zora, a foreign fear, is to instill in us Yiras Shemayim, the fear of Hashem, and know that everything is really in the hands of Hashem. We mentioned at an earlier occasion that the Tshuvas HaRashbash writes about the importance to be marchik atzvus, to push away thoughts of depression and panic and fright, dafka, in a time when there's a dever, when there's chas v'shalom, a plague. And this case was supposed to go dafka to an extreme. Reb Kiva Eger writes this in a letter too. This is brought to many, many other svarim. It should be noted that the Arizal also warns that in a time like this, it's very important not to have machlokes, not to have people fighting, not to have kas, not to have anger, and as mentioned, not to have atzvos, not to have depression. When many people are quarantined in a family together, sometimes issues of shalom bayis, of machlokes, things could, kas could come up, and now's the time to be maver al madosef, to control our behavior. Everybody is in trying times. And no, this is all ultimately l'tov, this is all for the good, for the best thing. That Arizal also mentions that sheker is an important thing to work on, dafke, to focus on midas emes, on the aspect of truth. In the same Tshuvas HaRashbash, he talks about the Gemara, about running away in a time of a dever, or staying inbound in a time of a dever. This is also brought in the Maril and mentioned in the Ramah, etc. The Rashbash says that the Ram gives an example of the Ram, that he ran away when there was a devil, there was a plague. The Ramah writes that he ran away too. Many Gedol Yisrael went through situations of plague. Some of them unfortunately passed away during a Magefa. Many of them have written Sfarim during such time. A lot of great Sfarim that we have were written when these Gedol Yisrael were quarantined, and therefore they were not busy with their Talmidim and with their Kehillah, and therefore they wrote famous Sfarim that we have, like Sefer HaChaim of the Brother of Maral, Mechir Yain, Kiddush on the Megillah from the Ramah, and many other such kind of things. There are also svarim that are particularly dedicated to the theme of a magefa, what to do in such a time. The Mabit wrote such a sefer. There's a sefer from Reb Chaim Palogi called Refuah V'Chaim, general about refuah and specifically about a time of a magefa, and there are many important instructions in these svarim. In Shulchan Aruch it says that there's a time of a dever, we are gozer tainis, there's a tainis tibur on the community. The community is supposed to fast. Nowadays, the minhag is not to fast, particularly if fasting is not necessarily healthy, but we increase in tzedakah, we increase in tefillahs, etc., etc. In a time like this, when people are quarantined and alone, is a time to think about the fact that the Medrash says in the Pasuk, Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi, that Yaakov was alone. This is associated with V'nisgav Hashem Levadoi, with Hashem being exalted all by Himself. This is a time to remember that wherever we are, even when we're on our own, our yichidus, our being in a position that we're alone, associates with the yichidah, with the yachid, Sheba Olam, with the Eivishter Himself. And this is the preparation for Mashiach, where the Pasuk says that before Mashiach comes, Lovay b'nikra satsurim v'sifah hasloim, people will be hiding under the rocks. M'nepachet Hashem v'adar ge'onoi. Now is the time when the l'levadoi of Hashem is fully revealed, the Einod Milvada is fully revealed, and we appreciate at this time that everything is really in the hands of Hashem.